Do you have a name for a real ugly man or a boy?
A real ugly man or a boy?
Yeah. What would you call him?
He's just hurt.
Okay. Or would you say...
How you doing there, Rep?
Hi.
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 Or would you say he's ugly as anything?
I guess I would just say he's just ugly.
Okay. What about a real ugly girl? Do you have a name for a real ugly girl?
A mug.
A what?
A mugger.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all I can think of.
Okay. What would you call a person who always has their nose in the book? You know, they never do anything but read, and they may not be particularly smart, but they just read all the time, that's all.
Read all the time?
Yeah.
I call them the bookworm, stuck to book.
Okay. Okay, now you have a name for somebody who's just real smart, you know, whether they read all the time or not?
For a person that real, that's real smart?
Uh-huh.
I just call them the brains.
Okay. What would you call a kid in school who's always trying to get the attention of the teacher and get the teacher's praise and, you know...
What I call him?
Yeah.
I call him just a nuisance.
Okay.
I just call it. If you try to get the teacher's attention, I would just say he just wants more attention for himself.
Okay.
Or, you know, if he wants to get attention, you know, it don't have to be getting attention. He might want to ask for something or something.
Yeah.
It might get on the nerves so much, you know.
Okay. What would you call, sometimes this kind of thing carries over, you know, when people grow up and they get a job. And there's somebody who's always trying to get in good with the boss at work. What would you call somebody like that?
What would I call a person like that?
Yeah.
To try to get in good with the boss?
Yeah, but I mean, more than just normal, you know, I mean, they're...
It's a girl or what? Just anybody?
Anybody.
I just say he's just trying to make him get in easy with the boss so the boss can like him, appreciate him, and try to get a raise.
Okay.
Try to bribe.
Okay. Let's see. We call that place at a school where they usually have pep rallies and I guess they have, yeah, pep rallies.
Pep rallies?
Yeah.
What do I call it?
Yeah.
Outdoor affair for the school, football game, something like that.
Okay. Well, what if... We always had our pep rallies indoors. Now, let me think about this. They also have PE classes.
PE classes?
Yeah, in this big thing. Have basketball games in there.
Gym?
What?
Talking about the gym?
Yeah. Okay, what else is going on in the gym?
Basketball, tennis. That's all I can think of.
Okay. What do you call the place in school where the toilets are?
Restroom.
What?
Restroom.
Okay. Do you know of a bad, like a derogatory name or any other kind of a nickname sort of thing for somebody who's a hippie?
For somebody to hip for a hippie?
Uh-huh.
I don't call a weirdo.
Okay, a what?
Weirdo.
Alright, anything else?
No.
Okay. What would you call somebody, you know, probably another guy who, like, you grew up with, you've known forever, and he might be somebody you tell your problems to and stuff like that?
What would I call him?
Yeah.
I call him a close brother or friend.
Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody who, like if somebody doesn't have a father or, you know, somebody's father's dead or maybe his father's just not around much, somebody who, I don't know, kind of takes over and acts like a father for somebody? Have you ever heard of somebody like
guardian.
That?
Guardian.
What?
The guardian father.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.